Hi, I'm Andy Guy, and I farm in Nottinghamshire with my wife Sue. We're dairy farmers and we're leaf demonstration farmers. We wanted to get involved with Farm Sunday last year because we have lots and lots of visitors. We had about 600 people across the farm last year, but they were all part of groups and organisations. And we thought that there might be a lot of people in the locality and in the society around us that weren't members of big groups and big organisations but might be interested in visiting the farm. So that was the motivation behind our opening on Farm Sunday. And actually, we'd opened the year before in an attempt to do something similar. The best things that we did, I think, or the most rewarding things, were our farm walks, which worked in tandem with a treasure hunt for kids, so it kept young kids interested at the same time. And we were giving real humdingers of clues for the answers for the treasure hunt so that the kids could find the answers and keep them engaged in the discussion as we went around the farm. What went badly, really, that was the year before, which we didn't publicise enough. We'd hoped to get about 100 people to that. We put posters up in the post office and in the village shops and things like that, and we got 3 people. And 2 of those were invited directly by us. So we swore then we wouldn't do it again, but when Leaf came up with the idea of doing Farm Sunday, we thought we'd got to have another go, and we weren't going to fall foul of the same thing. So we really publicised it very heavily. We got on local radio and in the local newspapers. We emailed it to everybody we could think of and asked them to put it up on works notice boards and school notice boards and things like that. And I'm sure that paid dividends, because we ended up with about 100 visitors, which is really what our target was for the first year. So that was the big success, I think, of that year. And that's my big top tip, is don't settle for just marketing it very locally. Really go out and with all guns blazing and take every opportunity to market it, and start early as well, building up with a bit of a campaign. And it's surprising how many people are interested in following up with stories on the newspapers and the radios and things like that. But, you know, they did engage with us quite well. So, you know, that's the big top tip.